Welcome to Torah Rimacha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sipora Weinberg, and today we will be studying the Navi Yeshayahu, Perek 52. Our Perek continues the process of awakening Bnei Yisrael to the coming redemption, and it is part, a continuation, of the Haftarah of Anochi Anochi Hu Menachem Chem. It is I, said Hashem, who is your comforter, your consoler. Uri Uri Livshi Uzech Tzion, Livshi Bigde Sefartech Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, Kilo Yosif Yavo Vach, Od Arel Vitame. Within this Haftarah, in the Psukim previously, we've had the words His Orari, and now we have Uri Uri. And I might suggest that His Orari was a directive to Yerushalayim to wake themselves up, and here the words Uri Uri explain that Hashem himself will be the one waking up Bnei Yisrael. This is part of the endeavor, part of the effort that Hashem is taking within this Geula process. We recognize within this Pasuk the words Livshi Vigdei Sefartech. These are words we say in Lechadodi, and for the first time in Tanakh, the phrase Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh is coined, and of course we recognize that from Birkas HaMazon. Yerushalayim for Jews is the symbol of the conjoined qualities of the best of the material and spiritual. We know that the name itself is a portmanteau, a combination of two words, Yeru and Shalem, because the city is one that imbues Yiras Shamayim to the highest level, Yira, fear, and Shalemut, completion. And that's where the presence of Hashem is most palpable. As it says right here in Yeshaya in the second perek, Ki mitzion teitze Torah udevar Hashem miYerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the place where the word of Hashem originates, and it spreads therefrom to the entire world, to the heart and soul of every Jew. Yerushalayim is not merely a beautiful capital for us, a cosmopolitan metropolis. It's the center of our spirituality, representing the revelation of Hashem to the world in all of its sacred glory. In fact, the Torah commands us to perform the mitzvah of Maaser Sheni within 4 of the years of the Shemitah cycle, a particular tith that was given. But what was done with it? It wasn't supposed to be given to the Kohen or to the Levi. It actually stayed with the owner. But the mitzvah is to take it to Yerushalayim and to eat it there and only there. The purpose is such that a Jew learns to fear. Leman tilmad liyira. To be in Yerushalayim had such an internal effect on all its comers that the mitzvah had that purpose alone. That's what Yerushalayim was for us. In fact, Yehoshua ben Gamla, the founder of the system of yeshivos and Talmudei Torah, was accredited with the phenomenon that Torah wasn't forgotten. His entire inspiration came about because he brought Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim. He spent time in Yerushalayim, and it made such an impact upon him. From this impact, he went on to change the world. And to explicate the phrase that states Ki lo yosif yavo vach od arel v'tamei, Radak explains that arel, an uncircumcised one, refers to Malchus Edom, the Christian influence, and Tameh refers to Yishmael, that these two strong religious forces will be purged from Yerushalayim and it will be completely pure and free of them. Hisna'ari me'afar kumi shivi Yerushalayim, hispatchi mosrei tzavarech shivia bas tzion. Arise and shake off the dust. Sit, Yerushalayim, sit on your throne and loosen the bonds from your neck, because you are no longer a captive one, Bas Tzion. You were Shivya, but you are no longer. And afar here is dust, and you're shaking off the dust, meaning that the dust of Yerushalayim, the imperfections of Yerushalayim, are superficial. Dust is something that's easy to shake off. It hasn't been internalized, and it doesn't cause lasting damage. These words as well we recall from the Lechadodi davening, from the prayer on Friday nights, Hisna Arine Afar Kumi. Kicho Amar Hashem, Chinam Nimkartem, Velo V'chasef Tiga Elu. You were sold for no price, and you will be redeemed without money. In other words, Hashem is saying there was no deal that the Goyim earned by taking you in and taking you captive, and so there will be no price paid for your redemption. It's very interesting, the idea of chinam nimkartem is also explained that when you went to galus, and here we're talking about a spiritual galus, a person who gives themselves over to the Yetzer Hara, chinam nimkartem. The Yetzer Hara tricks you into thinking, he sells you a bill of goods, that if you do the thing that he is tempting you to do, you'll get some kind of benefit out of it. Something will be better for you after the sin.
But in fact, there was nothing really there for you. You caused yourself to get exiled. You didn't even benefit from the sin. But now you can get out. And how do you get it out? If not, how do you get out of gulas if not with money? Lo v'chesef? The explanation is, it's only tshuva. Tshuva is what gets you out. The Chasam Sofer refers to these words as chinam nimkartem. How did you get to gulas? Because of the sin of sinas chinam, the avera of hating people for nothing. And that's the chinam nimkartem. Because of that nothingness, you were sold. Ki cho amar Hashem Elokim, Mitzrayim yarad amiv arishona lagorsham, ve'ashur be'efes ashako. So said Hashem, long ago my people went down to Eretz Mitzrayim just to travel there and to live there. But Ashur robbed them and gave them nothing in return. How did the previous galuyos, exiles, occur? Mitzrayim, when they went down for a ra'av. They went down for a hunger, for a reason. But in the rest of the exiles, from Ashur and on, the Jewish people had nothing to do with it. They were just exiled out of the blue. There was no cause. Ve'ata malifo ne'om Hashem, ki lukacha michinam, moshelo yehalelu ne'om Hashem, v'samid kol hayom shimi minoatz. So what am I gaining here, Hashem is saying? I'm sick and tired of being in Galus together with you. There was no reason for Klal Yisrael to be taken to exile and kept in exile with their mockers howling at them. In other words, had they not sinned, they never would have been taken to exile. And the more they're in Galus, the more the name of Hashem is disgraced. Kol hayom shemi minoatz, it gets debased and disgraced again and again. So Hashem wants to put an end to all of it. Lachain yeda mi shemi, lachain bayom ahu ki ani hu hamidaber hineni. So then, when the geula will happen, on that day they'll learn my name, and on that day of geula they will know that it is Him, it is Hashem. In response to the former degradation of the last pasuk here, the name of Hashem will once again triumph. And from Psukim 7 to 13, we have a beautiful description of how the geula will look, and it's as if an onlooker is describing how it appears. Ma navu al heharim. Raglei mevaser, mashmia shalom, mevaser tov, mashmia yeshua, omer letzion, malach elokayach. How beautiful, how welcome on that mountain are the footsteps of the one who will herald the Yeshua, the Geula. He announces happiness, it heralds good luck and good fortune, and announces victory, and it tells Zion, your Hashem is king. Kol sofayech nasu kol yachtav yiranenu, ki ayin ba'ayin yiru, b'shuv Hashem tzion. Listen as the watchmen raise their voices, as they shout out with joy, because every eye will see Hashem's return to Tzion. There's a medrash in Psikta that quotes Rabbi Akiva saying, Ein sofayech ela hanaviim. There are no seers or watchmen except for the Neviim. The prophets, Shehem mitzapim li Yeshuas Yisrael, they are waiting for the redemptions and the salvations of Bnei Yisrael. Sheafal pisha amru lahem divrei tochachos, chazru uvisru osan bisoros v'nechamos. Even though these Nevi'im were mostly involved with giving words of rebuke to Klal Yisrael, they came back and they gave them bisoros v'nechamos, good news and consolation. So, what Rabbi Akiva is perhaps actually saying is that the voices that gave rebuke were supposed to criticize and not stay silent. But this voice, the voice that's mentioned twice in this pasuk, it wasn't truly a critical voice. It was really a voice that was waiting for Geula. And that voice was given voice here when the Geula actually comes. The Nevi'im, who presented themselves as giving rebuke, were truly only desiring the positive outcome. And that is why it came to be. And that is how everyone must be if they are to effect real change. Pitzchu ranenu yachdav, charvos Yerushalayim, kinicham Hashem amo, ga'al Yerushalayim. Raise a shout together, the ruins of Yerushalayim, the broken parts of Yerushalayim, because Hashem will comfort His people and will redeem Yerushalayim. Chasaf Hashem ezro kadsho le'inei kol hagoyim, v'ra'u kol afse aretz, es yishuas Elokeinu. How's it going to happen? With Hashem bearing His holy arm in front of all the nations to see, and up until the end of the earth, they're all going to witness the victory of Hashem. Suru, suru, tz'umi sham tamei, al tiga'u, tz'umi tocha, hibaru nosei klei Hashem. Turn away, all of you unclean ones, as you leave. Keep pure as you go forth from there. You are the ones who are bearing Hashem's vessels, meaning Bnei Yisrael are going to keep to the purity of Yerushalayim that it is truly representative of. Ki lo b'chipazon teitzeyu uv'minusa lo seilechun, ki holech lefnechem Hashem u'me'asfechem Elokei Yisrael. To go out into this geula, you're not going to depart in haste, nor will you leave quickly and in flight, because Hashem is going before you, and Hashem is also behind you. So this is not going to be like previous redemptions that happened quickly. Hashem is going to take us, and slow and steady will be the triumph from before us, and he will shield us after us as well. Now, these next psukim that are really the beginning of the next chapter or perek, if they are properly divided, they represent the central theological argument within Tanakh on the identification, on the identity of Mashiach. And we're not going to get into the crux of that argument today, because that's the content of tomorrow's perek. For now, we will explain the literal meaning of the pesukim according to the understanding of most commentaries. Hine yaskil avdi yarum v'nisa v'gava me'od. Behold, my servant will be successful and will prosper. Ka'asher shamemu alecha rabim, kein mishchas me'ish mar'ehu v'so aro mibnei adam. Just as many were appalled by him, all the nations, because he looked worse than anyone else, he didn't barely looked human, and people thought he was the lowest of the low. Now, what will happen? Kein yazegoyim rabim alav, yikbitzu melachim pihem, ki asher lo supar lahem ra'u, v'asher lo shamu hisbonanu. He's going to startle so many nations, and kings are going to be silenced because of him, because they're going to see what nobody told them, and they're going to behold what they have never heard. Who is this person that was perceived in this way? This lowly servant that used to look so bad, but now is amazingly shocking to everyone with his hatzlacha and great success. We will find out in the next perek. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmas Riva Schwab, Rivka Bat Alexander Sender.